Well, after months of expert hearings and thousands of submissions, the Royal Commission into Natural Disasters, prompted by last summer's horror wildfires, has reported. It stresses the dangerous role of a heating climate in driving more frequent, more intense and overlapping natural disasters, but it has little to say about climate policy. The 900-page document, with 80 recommendations, ranges widely and recommends a good deal more coordination and centralisation. But with the next fire season already here, and other natural disasters forecast, will it make a difference? Gavin Coote reports.
Last summer's bushfire disaster claimed 33 lives. Hundreds more died from the impacts of bushfire smoke, and it traumatised thousands of Australians who narrowly survived it.
It was absolutely petrifying. I honestly thought that my son and I were going to die.
Kizzy Nye, an Indigenous woman from the New South Wales south coast, felt helpless as the Clyde Mountain fire closed in on the little town of Mogo on New Year's Eve.
When it came up over the ridge, it was like somebody set off a confetti cannon full of fireballs, and it just sort of dropped randomly around Mogo on people's houses.
About a week earlier, Sonia Miller had limited options of escaping fires at Cuddly Creek in South Australia.
We just found out about a lot of the information too late or later in the day. We didn't know whether we had a house, like everybody here, until the next day.
More than 3,000 homes were destroyed across the country, and a Royal Commission into the Black Summer Disaster has produced 80 recommendations. The final report calls for laws to allow the federal government to declare a state of emergency. Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud wants that implemented quickly.
Now, that doesn't mean that the federal government would come in and take over the operational management of fighting the fires, but it would give a clear delineation and a trigger point in which the federal government would be able to bring in its agencies, whether that be the Defence Force or any other, to support and assist state governments across the country because of the scale and size of that disaster.
Shadow Emergency Management Minister Murray Watt thinks the report's findings have plenty of merit.
We're now living in an age where disasters are becoming more frequent, when they don't respect state boundaries, and where the federal government is the only arm of government that has the resources to tackle disasters on a national scale.
A group of former fire chiefs who've been vocal about the role of climate change in the bushfire disaster are pleased with the result of the inquiry.
The main point made in this report is that the Black Summer bushfires would not have happened if not for the effects of climate change and a warming planet.
That's Greg Mullins, a climate councillor and former Commissioner of Fire and Rescue in New South Wales.
So we need to beef up our response arrangements, how we manage them, how we use all of the states and territories and federal resources, but we must deal with the fundamental problem that's driving this. That is climate change. There's no question now.
There've been warnings that climate change will also affect how fires are fought from the air, a method that was a crucial part of the summer's response. The Royal Commission found the likelihood of longer fire seasons in both the northern and southern hemispheres exposes Australia's reliance on overseas-based aircraft. It recommends a sovereign, Australian-based aerial firefighting fleet, including large air tankers, helicopters and support crews.
For what they had to deal with and the equipment that they had to do the job was just scary. I would hate for one of my children to have had to fight fires with the pathetic equipment that they've got.
That's Lexi Nunn, who managed to save her home and her father's from heavy ember attack. But the Clyde Mountain fire destroyed her shop in Mogo, and they were without power for 2 weeks.
So, yeah, that's when my life sort of like fell apart, and it hasn't stopped since.
Did you come away with some clear ideas or some thoughts around how it could have been responded to better?
Oh, look, I just think let the farmers and the people on acreage do a burn off, clear their lands, and, you know, it probably would have saved a lot more houses.
While noting all forms of fuel management, including hazard reduction burns, come with risks, the report highlights the need for quicker approvals and more clarity around the responsibilities of both public and private landowners. While many of the suggestions relate to the states and territories, the federal cabinet will begin looking at the recommendations from next week.
Gavin Coote with that report.